If you have never been to the annual Great American Duck Race in Deming, chances are that you may have some perceptions on what the duck race is really about. Publicity quacker for the duck race, Dave Johnson, would like to clear up some of those perceptions.
Well, you know, a lot of folks, they hear duck race, and they think rubber ducks, you know, floating down the water. We race live ducks, and that always is a surprise to a lot of people that aren't familiar with our duck race.
The theme for the 2013 34th Annual Great American Duck Race is racing through the years. Things have changed since the duck race started 34 years ago. For example, when the duck races first began, racers were allowed to bring their own ducks for racing. That has changed. Now the Great American Duck Race provides the ducks to racers as a way to ensure proper treatment of the animals.
When we first started, we did allow the racers to bring their own ducks. We had some issues, to be perfectly honest, with the animal rights folks, and probably rightfully so. Some of these ducks were not treated properly after the race. So I'm going to say a good 10 years ago, possibly longer, the duck race decided that we would be in charge of all the ducks.
Now, for people that have never attended the duck race and the overall event, how would you best describe it?
A lot of fun. It's not just a duck race. We start off with the royalty pageant, which is a contest for people to dress like ducks. We'll have the hot air balloon ascension both Saturday and Sunday. The tortilla toss will take place again this year on Saturday. We have all kinds of vendors set up at the park with just about any food item or crafts item imaginable. We have a slow pitch tournament that goes on that weekend, a horseshoe and washer tournament. So, you know, it's a jam-packed weekend with all kinds of things to please everyone.
Now, while the 34th Annual Great American Duck Race offers many attractions, the main attraction is, of course, the duck race. With two tracks, a dry and wet track, contestants have a chance to win money. In 2012, $1,500 was paid out to the winner of each track. The pot grows or decreases depending on the amount of contestants that enter the races. In addition to the duck races and tortilla toss contest, which too has a cash prize, there is a tournament of ducks parade on Saturday morning. To learn more about the duck race, visit DemingDuckRace.com. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.